Let's go to the book of Luke this morning. The wind bloweth where it listeth. Luke chapter 18, verse 9 through verse 24. There are three parables. I'm not going to tell you all three of these are parables, but it's the perils of riches, and it's spoken of in three places here in Luke chapter 18, and in all four of the Gospels, some of these. And he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went, one of my wife's favorite accounts in the Bible, two men went up, he said it's a parable, into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee, the other publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee, I'm not as other men are. And we have to be careful here. Extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not so much as his eyes lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified, I love that word, rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. And they brought unto him also infants that he would touch them. But when his disciples saw it, he rebuked them. They rebuked him. But Jesus called them unto him and said, suffer little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child shall in no wise enter therein. And a certain ruler asked him, saying, good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? Now, I think about that all the time. What do you tell somebody? Sir, what must I do? I'm not going to do this morning because I could probably list the five answers we'd get to inherit eternal life. And Jesus said unto him, why callest thou me good? None is good save one, and that is God. Thou knowest the commandments, do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, honor thy father and thy mother. And he said, all these have I kept from my youth up. Now, when Jesus heard these things, he said unto him, yet lackest thou one thing, sell all that thou hast and distribute unto the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come follow me. And when he heard this, he was very sorrowful, for he was very rich. When Jesus saw that he was very sorrowful, he said, how hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? Explanation point. Okay, you're going to have to stay with me on this. Right or wrong, you got to stay with me. Can one living in sin go to heaven? I see it on your faces. I'm asking you, can one living in sin go to heaven? Well, let's consider a very common sin, and this thing comes up almost daily with me. I think it's so prevalent. I mean, it's just to where it's sad that it's meaningless, but it's not. Fornication. 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 I probably can't name all that I know in my circle daily that commit such. Fornication. Do I speak of their sin? You all know someone. Do I speak of their sin? Well, I do. You know me. Often. As in, it's a sin against God. But am I telling them something they don't already know? You see? But I'm asking, to what end? Okay? And that's just one sin. I'm using that sin because it's so prevalent. I could easily name it, but that one is so prevalent. And to a man, they all know it. And they'll readily admit it. Yeah, I am. I'm living with her. I'm staying with her. And some of those are not divorced yet, and some of them have been divorced, and so now you've got adultery on fornication, and you've got this. And some even know the consequences. So yes, as directed by Scripture, Ezekiel, my call to preach in Ezekiel chapter 3, I'll give them the warning. Because God says I'm to warn the righteous and the what? And the wicked. Okay. To get their blood off my hands. But it's not my responsibility to get their blood off my hands. I'm directed. I can't get their blood off my hands. You see? My question be, let's say they hear, here's the conundrum. Let's say they hear and forsake fornication. Man, preacher, you're right. You know, how's your girlfriend? Dude, I gave her, we're not together. It was wrong. It was fornication. Okay, now what? They now go to heaven? They gave up fornication. Amen. Hallelujah. That's what they say in the church. Man, brother so-and-so gave up fornication. Amen. Now he's going. Oh, now he's going to heaven. Huh? Is that how this works? They now go to heaven? Oh, we just read. Oh, well, I read the Bible. Oh, I pray all the time. I attend church. I preach. I'm a preacher. I do good. I go to heaven. The rich young ruler we just read about kept all the commandments since his youth. I know all of you. I'd say he's a step ahead of all of us. Okay? Hear me. One cannot actually leave or forsake sin. Did you know that? Sins, yes. Sin, no. I can stop lying or stop getting drunk. I can stop fornicating. I can stop committing adultery. But in all such a nature of sin can persist and can remain. And probably does. That's probably why I was committing the sin in the first place. And let me tell you something. There'll always be something you can't give up. See, that's the deal. And that's what I learned here. There's always something you can't give up. And this boy here happened to find the one that knew what that was. You see? And even if it's only a thought, you hear me? What if it's just a thought? You'll always dream or think about it. Even if you don't do it. And thus one may go through this life never committing fornication and go to hell, just like the one that committed fornication. Man, I'll never forget, I used to preach to those men in jail, and I'd say, if you're lost, if you're not a child of God, you need to get all whatever it is you like, women, cocaine, liquor, I don't know what it is. I don't know what the desire of your heart is, but you better go get all you can. Because this is the only heaven you'll ever know. Right here. Man, do you know I had religious people? Oh, preacher, you shouldn't tell them that. Really? My point is religion. Or you might say, the law, isn't that religion? The law. And the law, as we know this from Romans, is for who?
Sinners.
There's a problem, though. The law won't get you to heaven. You can quit fornicating until you're blue in the face, and it won't get you to heaven. Just ask the Apostle Paul. Who better to answer such a question? He was the lawman. You know, someone actually confronted me this week and said, boy, you sure got a lot of marks against you. Because I come across a little different sometimes. I don't play the preacher card. Preacher card gets you in a lot of trouble. Boy, you sure got a lot of marks against you. I said, yeah, I do. But thankfully, a 33-year-old Jew took care of them all 2,000 years ago. Amen. Can I get an amen? Amen. Many wonderful works, casting out devils, yet I never knew you. By the way, God revealed the simplest thing to me this week, and I never saw it. And I don't know anybody's preached Matthew 7 more than me. Who are these people who do many wonderful works and cast out devils? In Jesus' name. And call him Lord, Lord. I had breakfast with him yesterday. They got exorcists. And they do cast out devils. You see? The woman taken in adultery, you remember? Over in John? The very act. And Jesus frees her. But most miss her freedom. They miss her freedom. It wasn't only from being stoned, but he says, go and sin no more. And that wasn't hyperbole, and it wasn't a suggestion. Because you see, do the math. If you go to stoning sinners, pretty soon there won't be anybody left to throw rocks. And Jesus knew that, and he wrote it. That's probably something similar to what he wrote on the ground. You keep stoning sinners, and you're next. Do I want my friends to continue in fornication? Of course not. Well, why not? Now, you got to think about that, because that's how I got here, and that's why we're talking, that's why we're where we are right now. Well, why not? Uh-oh. Well, see, now you're asking me to judge them. I do judge all things, but this is a high power judgment. Remember, we used that word a while ago, justified. And I've got a little verse, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Oh, how many I've heard preach that, Romans 6:1. How shall we continue in sin? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Just that, Sunday after Sunday, Romans 6:1. And you know what they do? They go down the list of sins. Listen to the average sermon. Like the woman said, well, what do you preach on sin? Well, what do you say about it? Well, he's against it. Yeah, okay. Don't drink. Don't smoke cigarettes. Don't lie. Don't bear false witness. Don't fornicate. Don't commit adultery. Well, amen. I'm not making light, okay? Please don't misunderstand what I'm saying. I'm not making light of Scripture. That's what you do to kids. Don't touch that. Don't play with that. Don't do that here. Don't. You see? So my question is, what about Romans 6:2? Oh, well, because they love to preach Romans 6:1. Shall we continue to sin the grace of God? No, we're good boys. But see, Romans 6:2, how shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? And then comes the sin upon sin explanation. We're all just sinners. Spin. And I've heard them for 40 years, spin it. We're all just sinners. Excuse me, my Bible says dead to sin. Yeah, but, my Bible likes that word, but, Romans 8:9. But you're not in the flesh. And here comes the spin. You see, sir, you must be born again. You must. There is no other way. And if you receive not this message, this one right here, one thing's certain, you're not. You haven't been. Because you never need tell a blood wash, born again, child of God, that he shouldn't fornicate. Not that you haven't kept all the commandments since your youth, but that you've never been born again, a new creature, buried with Christ, risen with Christ. All things are become new. See, Jesus told that ruler something he knew he couldn't do. Kept all the commandments. Yes, you have. Ma, you are a good boy. Okay, go sell all you got and give it to the poor. Now hear me. Those that tell others what they shouldn't do while yet erring themselves, our Lord had a word for them. They were called hypocrites. Hypocrites. And I know nothing that Jesus warned about more than hypocrisy. And that's why so many churches, I believe, are in the shape they're in today. Because even those in the pulpits have never been born again of the Spirit of God. They had a religious experience. They got baptized. They went to a seminary. They prayed. And they studied the Scripture. But they weren't born again, thus making them hypocrites. Like the fella. I'm glad I'm not like him. You see? Even Jesus told Peter, an apostle, get thee behind me, Satan. You know why? Because that apostle had yet to be converted, had yet to be born again. And his denial at the temple proved it. The old preacher L.R. Shelton, you've heard me, his testimony. He preached for 25 years, was ahead of the Bible, the Baptist down where he was, the head of all of them, preaching 25 years against sin, and one day he realized, I've never been born again. Wow. What do you do now? He'd never been born again? Have you? Have you been born again? Or simply preached 25 years, stoning others? While you yourself are yet dead in trespasses and sins. Jesus came to save me from my sin, not sins. From my sin, not sins. And the difference is eternal. Okay? It's a question. I love Paul, man. What a great attorney. How shall we that are dead to sin This is for a couple of you. Is Paul asking a rhetorical question? How shall we that are dead to sin? A rhetorical question is a question not intended to require an answer. Okay? And this seeming conundrum to me requires no answer. Because for me, it's rather a statement of fact. In title work, we do a statement of fact. To me, it's a statement of fact. And this is the question that should be repeatedly asked in the churches. This statement of fact, Romans 6:2. How shall we that are dead to sin? Can you imagine the Baptist preacher down at the first church in all these towns today? Just opening his Bible going, I've got a question for you, congregation, brethren. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? And honey, listen to this. I want to hear this sermon. You see, this statement of fact, like Jesus said, Nicodemus, he wasn't a regular guy. You must be born again. What? That's where we got the title of this message. How can that be? The wind bloweth where it listeth. You hear me, Hoss? The wind bloweth where it listeth. Where I was blind, now I see. Amen? Didn't make it hard. And this rich young ruler kept all the commandments. Okay? God gave me this right before I came in today to bring this word. David, a man after God's own heart, committed adultery. Not sin. Sins with an S. Now I ask, which was justified? The rich young ruler kept all the commandments? Or David that committed adultery? I'm not going to preach that. You figure it out. And to know the answer to such, there's one thing you got to know. The wind bloweth where it listeth.